Should parading powers be devolved to Stormont? That's what the head of the Parades Commission says he would like to see. However, in an interview with this programme, Peter Osborne has also criticised an open letter to the Secretary of State from unionist politicians at the weekend. His comments follow the ongoing row which erupted after a loyalist band played a contentious song outside a Catholic church on the 12th. Bands then defied a Parades Commission ruling not to play music while passing the same church, St Patrick's on Donegal Street, during a Royal Black Preceptory parade on Saturday. Since then, the leaders of two Protestant churches in Northern Ireland have criticised as sectarian the actions of loyalist bands outside the church. But unionists have also criticised the Parades Commission for not taking action against a Republican parade in Dungiven. Earlier, I spoke to Peter Osborne and began by asking him for his reaction to events at the Royal Black Parade on Saturday.
I think it has to be put in a particular context. There were a number of black procession parades all over Northern Ireland last Saturday, all of which I gather went very well, including in mixed areas with various places of worship en route. We certainly haven't had any negative feedback about those. And I want to just thank the organisers and participants in those parades, as well as the local communities that have been involved. And it's important that we put then what happened at St Patrick's into that context.
But nobody's talking about those parades.
Sure, and I think that that is particularly important because the parading issue in Northern Ireland over many years, including this year and last year, has been progressively improving. And I think we all do need to understand or acknowledge or recognise that a lot of parades do happen in Northern Ireland without contention or sensitivity. That's why events on Saturday then assume a particular focus and sharpness in our minds, because those aren't the sort of events that we want to see associated with parading. People, I think, in Northern Ireland want to move on from conflict around parading. I think they want to leave it behind us and move into a position where parades happen without contention, with respect and dignity, understanding of each other's communities. And I think that's why what happened on Saturday was especially regrettable.
They defied your ruling. What now for your credibility?
Oh, I think the Parades Commission for many years, and over the last year or two as well, have issued a range of determinations that have demonstrated fairness and balance have been adhered to, and we'll continue to do that. Obviously, we'll take into account any breaches of our determination for future parades.
That then affect the Ulster Covenant parade?
Well, there are a lot of factors that we'll consider for the Covenant parade at the end of September. I'm very mindful that we're entering a decade of commemorations. It's a hugely important decade for Northern Ireland, and I think it's important that we commemorate those events, which are important to both sides of the community in a way that is respectful and dignified, but they're important to commemorate. And I suppose how we commemorate them says more about our society today than it does about our society 100 years ago. So the parade at the end of September, I think, is important for both communities that it goes well. It's important that between now and then, leaders within the unionist and nationalist and republican communities, parade organisers, local residents, people at St Patrick's and Christian organisations who are relevant, have contact and dialogue to try to resolve whatever issues are outstanding.
Is it the Commission's view that you were defied? Did the bandsmen on Saturday just treat you with contempt?
Well, I think that question you did ask to the bandsmen in terms of what their motivation was. There's no doubt, I think, from what I've seen, and we're continuing to gather evidence and the monitors' reports and police reports, that breaches of the determination weren't adhered to. I think that's very unfortunate, because after the events of the 12th of July, which were well advertised and discussed about the what the YCV band did outside St Patrick's, there were clear sensitivities involved in this parade. I think that's acknowledged, certainly from people I've talked to across all political parties and both sides of the community. It is acknowledged that there were sensitivities that the Commission needed to respond to. That's why we issued a moderated determination, which in a very long parade into the town centre, out again, into the town centre, out again, that only 200 yards of that we asked that the YCV didn't parade past St Patrick's Church. So I think it was a very considered, balanced and fair determination. I think if it had been followed, we wouldn't be having this debate this week.
And when there are breaches, what needs to happen? Do the police need to get involved and the PPS?
Well, if there are breaches, that is a matter for the police to and then the PPS subsequently to look at and explore whether there would be prosecutions out of it. I mean, that's an issue for them. It's not an issue that is within our bailiwick in terms of our responsibility. Obviously, if there are breaches, those breaches need to be taken seriously. As one of the church leaders said today, and I have to say I agree that one needs to. You know, I think it was Alan Harper, was it, that said that how can you expect your own cultural and religious beliefs to be respected if you don't respect those of others? I think that's very important that we understand that. And if there were breaches that showed a lack of respect to other communities, then not only we and the police, but also, frankly, the parading organisations and political leaders and others need to take that seriously too, as the church leaders have done today.
Do you need people to be prosecuted for breaching your determinations to really give you some credibility so that you don't come across as a bit of a toothless tiger?
I don't think that's the issue at all. And it's you know, whether there are prosecutions or not.
Well, it is the issue when you have had to mediate and they disobey exactly what your determination is.
Well, again, let's be very clear that of 4,000 parades in Northern Ireland every year, the Commission is involved in issuing decisions on about 200 of them, and on very few occasions, and in fairness to the leaders within parading organisations and protests and with other leaders, very few of them would there be breaches of those decisions. And that's partly because the decisions the Commission make are fair and balanced and our best effort to find a way through an incredibly difficult and challenging situation, which I understand can be criticised from one side of the community or the other side, because these are issues where, no matter what we say, will be welcomed or criticised by one side of the community or another. And I understand that. So I don't think it's a case that prosecution is not an issue for the Commission. It's an issue for other people to deal with.
But there must be repercussions if you're defied.
But obviously the breaches of any decision are things that we will factor into account in other decisions.
Are you feeling particularly undermined at the moment, given the letter, the open letter to the Secretary of State that also had the signature of the First Minister?
Well, I've said for a year and a half and more that we all need to be mindful of what we say before, during and after parades. I think these are, you know, most parades go without any contention or flaw, but there are some parades where there is sensitivities and contention. And where that happens, I suppose they're reflecting the community relations issues that still exist in this community. Those issues are deeply felt and they can lead to reactions, I suppose. And that's why all leaders in this society, whether they be political, religious or others, need to be very mindful of what they say before sensitive parades take place.
Do you think that letter was unhelpful, Peter, ahead of the parade on Saturday?
I was just about to go on to say, I think it was unfortunate. I think it was unhelpful. But, you know, some people have been very critical of it. I'm not going to get into that side of things. I think we all need to be mindful of what we say and do in order to help move these situations forward. Certainly that's what the Commission has been trying to do for a long time now. We'll continue to do that. And it certainly is assisted. And I can point to very many areas across Northern Ireland. It's assisted when there is good leadership shown, when people are motivated to get together and build relationships in order to find a way forward on parading issues. That happens across Northern Ireland in different areas. There's some tremendous political leadership shown as well as civic leadership by others. So I think we just all need to be mindful of what we say and do before a parade.
But do you feel that the First Minister himself has shown bad political leadership in this instance?
I'm not going to comment on individuals. I mean, look, I've said this repeatedly over the last year and a half as well, that there is some very, very good political leadership shown. And the fact that we've made such a huge amount of progress on parading over the last 15 years has been partly because of good political leadership. And I think that has been evident in recent years within the executive across all of the political parties as well. So I'm not going to be negative about political leadership as such. In local areas where political leaders as well as other civic leaders get together to try to resolve these issues, we generally find that there is progress being made, but I'm not going to comment on any individuals.
But the letter you say was unhelpful. Why?
Well, I think in the teeth of a parade that is clearly sensitive, where there are clear issues around and where there has been public debate, as I've said before, We do need to be mindful of everybody needs to be mindful of what they say to try to contribute to calm the situation down. I think the letter was unhelpful in that sense. But, you know, that's an issue that other people need to reflect on.
And what would you say to those people in the community that do feel you're biased against them?
Well, we have had, as I say, hundreds of meetings. Certainly I've had, and Commissioner colleagues have had, hundreds of meetings across Northern Ireland. We listen to people, some of whom make criticism of what the Commission does, criticism of sometimes how the Commission does its business. But I have to say, as much as that, we hear people saying that they think under an incredibly difficult task that we have, we're doing a good job, and recognising that they won't agree with everything that we do, because the nature of parading is that some people will agree with some decisions and disagree with other decisions. So, I mean, we certainly listen to what everybody says. I don't think any community is being treated with any bias by the Commission. I think if you look at the 4,000 parades and the 200 or so that we determine on, you will find very consistent, fair and balanced decisions coming from the Commission, which is why, part of the reason why parading has, there has been such progress around parading over the last number of years. And of course, you don't hear of those times when we consider parades and decide that we aren't going to be involved in any way in the parade or issue any restrictions on a parade. And that happens quite a lot of the times as well. I think one of the frustrations I would have is that, you know, sometimes when we issue a decision and it goes perceived to be in favour of one side of the community or another, you don't hear anything from that side of the community, from the representatives who think it's gone their way. But you hear the criticism whenever people want to make criticism. And I think what we need around parading is a really responsible debate where there is recognition of the difficulties, recognition that not all decisions will go one side or the other, and that people row together, I suppose, to make progress. Where that progress is fair and balanced, or the decisions are fair and balanced, as the Commission has consistently been doing.
Well, the chairman of the Police Federation, Terry Spence, said that although he felt you don't always get it right, you are the only show in town. Is there a viable alternative to the Parades Commission?
Well, I welcome Terry's comments, and I particularly welcome the fact that Terry has the interests of the police service and the individual serving in the police service in mind. You know, I sometimes think that we forget that there are almost three parties involved in a parade when it happens. There is the parade, there are potentially protests against the parade, and there are the police there who are put in an invidious position sometimes. It's almost as thankless as the role that the Parades Commission has to make sure that peace and security are preserved for people across the whole community. So I mean, I think we need to acknowledge that, and I know Terry is, and I certainly would be acknowledging that as well. Is there an alternative? That's an issue for political leaders to address. Certainly on a personal level, I think the sooner we can get to a position where parading is devolved, the better. I would certainly look forward, welcome that sort of debate. I think it's important that that happens, because it's important that local politicians take ownership and responsibility for parading, and that includes both the legislative framework as well as how it works out in practice on the ground.
But are we even close to devolving those powers?
Well, that's a question to be addressed to political leaders. I certainly believe, in the leadership I've seen, that there is certainly capacity, capability and desire to do that. It's a hugely challenging area, because it goes to the heart of parading and the issues around parading, where we see contention on either side of the community. It goes to the heart of the community relations issues that still exist in our society. Are the political leaders able to take control of parading through devolution? I believe absolutely they are. I think it's important that they do. I would want to support that and try and facilitate that as much as possible if that's where the political leaders want to go. I think
the letter at the weekend, though, would suggest that they aren't in that position yet, that there is no sign of consensus.
Well, again, that's why I was at pains to point out you need to look at the weekend in the context of the generality of improvement that there has been, and the fact that there are so many parades happening without contention now, down to not just the work of the Commission, I have to say, but down to, and I've said this regularly, political leadership, community people on the ground doing a huge amount of work voluntarily. we are actually much better placed parading-wise now than we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or 15 years ago. So we have to acknowledge that and acknowledge the progress. So yes, Saturday was not a good day in terms of making that progress happen. And I think the debate that I've heard, and certainly the feedback I've heard across the community divide, is that people want to move on from this. They're tired of this sort of thing happening. They see what the society can be like without this sort of contention. They want that to happen. And again, I think there is a real onus on all of us in a civic leadership position to do what we can to help that. And that includes the political leaders as well as the clerical leaders.
On Talkback yesterday, Protestant church leaders criticised the actions of those involved on Saturday and called into question their Christian credentials. Do you agree?
I don't want to get into that sort of debate. I mean, we have been saying for a long time that civic leadership, not sectional leadership, is really important in this society. I didn't hear what the two church leaders said.
They called it sectarian.
I've seen some of the comments, but I didn't hear what they said. I certainly think that comment that Alan Harper, for example, made of how can you expect your own culture and religious beliefs to be respected if you don't respect those of others? I'm not going to get into a debate about sectarian or the details of what happened, because I don't think that's useful for me to do.